You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Patriots are 2-9 on the money line to win the game outright. The Dolphins are 13-4 and this spread is set at 9.5. The Patriots minus 9.5 at 10-11 with the Dolphins plus 9.5 at 10-11. New England are looking to clinch the number one seed in the AFC with a win against the Miami Dolphins. And they've earned the number one seed 5 times since the current format was conceived back in 1990. They did it in 2003, 2007, 2010, 2011 and 14 as well. And they've been tremendous on the road this season away from the Gillette Stadium, Gil. They are 7-0 and they're looking to emulate the 2007 Patriots, who went 8-0 on the road in their regular season. And they're playing a Miami side who have clinched their playoff place with that win against Buffalo last week, Gil. 9.5 the number here.
9.5 the number. And for me, that is far too many points. You give me 9.5 points, I will happily take the 9.5 points and back the Miami Dolphins. Patriots, as you point out, trying to become the 9th team dating back to the 1972 Dolphins to finish a perfect road season. That is no small accomplishment. But the Dolphins, they've won their last 5 at home, 6-1 at home this year. And while this game matters to both teams, for New England, it matters big time. They win, they get the number one seed. If they lose and the Raiders win, they will not get the number one seed. So there is definitely motivation on the Patriots' part to have the first round bye and home field throughout the AFC playoffs. But I would suggest the Dolphins certainly have an even, you know, I won't say anything's bigger than the number one seed, but this is huge for the Dolphins. Because the difference between the 6th seed and the 5th seed in the short term is vast. You end up with a 6th seed. You end up having to go to Pittsburgh to take on Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell and company. If you are able to get the 5th seed, and the Dolphins are able to do that if they beat the Patriots and the Chiefs lose, if you get the 5th seed, you get a first-round playoff game at the Tom Savage-led Houston Texans. That is a mammoth difference. And so, you know, the Dolphins have a lot to play for here. 9.5 is a lot of cushion to work with. I'll take the 9.5.
There's a great piece, Gil, by Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald that I read earlier on in the week about everything that the Dolphins have overcome this season, starting with that 1-4 opening after their first 5 games. And according to the Elias Sports Bureau, 128 teams began the season 1-4 between 1990 and 2015, and only eight of those teams, which is 6%, made the playoffs. So that's something the Dolphins have overcome. And the 10-5, despite outscoring teams by a total of just 4 points, which is incredible, really, Gil. And those are the two stats that really stood out from that piece of writing by Barry Jackson.
Well, and keep in mind, the 1-4, Dave, the one, if I'm not mistaken, was a win at home against the Cleveland Browns, who just won their first game this past week, famously. The Dolphins got lucky winning that game. They had no business beating the Browns and actually took overtime for them to get that win, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, they had no business winning it. So this was a team that ought to have been 0-5. Nonetheless, a 1-4 start, and that win against the Browns, you never know. It's everything right now. The Dolphins have clinched a playoff berth before the season even ends. Imagine telling those guys at 1-4, hey, guys, the last game of the season won't actually even matter. You'll be in the playoffs. I mean, they would have looked at you like you were crazy. And I thought the most fascinating thing of the week was actually the interview. Someone interviewed Adam Gase, the Dolphins coach, and they asked him, this was Wednesday, Dave, about Ryan Tannehill perhaps returning from his knee injury for the playoffs.
Wow.
And Adam Gase, which I thought was really kind of brutally honest, said, I have purposefully avoided our doctors. I told them, something changes, let me know. I just know that he's working hard to try to get as healthy as he can. I have no idea what our timetable is. Basically, it was a head coach's almost refreshingly honest take, like, I do not care. I do not want to picture us playing without Matt Moore right now. That's how I interpreted that. And I thought that was very, very interesting that he came out and said that. The Dolphins, I think he believes, and I think the Dolphins fans believe, might be a better team right now with Matt Moore than they were with Ryan Tannehill.
Where do you see the Patriots going into the postseason then, Gil? Because we know they will be there. It's just whether or not they clinch that at number one seed in the AFC. How do you see them progressing in the playoffs?
Well, you know, the Patriots are one of these teams that, you know, they mosey along each and every week, and our eye sees them blowing out a lot of teams. Now, whenever they've played someone of any talent level, the Ravens game a few weeks back is the most recent, I think, where you sort of say to yourself, I don't know about the Patriots. Like, it's one thing to beat the Jets and, you know, lesser teams every week, but and who else did they play famously recently? San Francisco, teams of that nature. But I think the advanced stats community in football really expects the Patriots to get challenged and challenged early in the playoffs. Now, they get that first round bye, you won't have to worry about them for a couple weeks after this one, for sure, and they've earned that. But, and keep in mind, they overcame a four-game Tom Brady suspension in which they went 3-1. So, either way, you know, congratulations to the Patriots. I'm not taking anything away from their season, whether they end up 14-2 or 13-3. But I have a feeling that this team is going to be tested beyond what the common person believes, whether it's against the Chiefs, whether it's against the Steelers, some team of that nature that's going to go into New England and give the Patriots all they can handle.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.